The dungeon rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon. And it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations. The gang known as the Dungeon Rats are Rhoda the Ruthless.
I'm Rhoda. I'm a dragonborn fighter blessed with thunder thighs to crush my enemies and impress my crushes.
Bugfly the Bewitched.
I'm Bugfly and I'm a rogue Darrow. My favorite hobbies include trinket hoarding, hugs, and building complex explosive devices capable of causing catastrophic damages to every man, woman, and child. And aromatherapy.
Gilf the Godless.
Gifted with a keen eye for detective work, while cursed with arcane magic running through my tiefling blood, I truly am the most dangerous of adversaries.
Daryl, the Demonic.
I am Daryl, Dust Goblin, Paladin of the Order of the Possum God, Servant of the Great Pouch. I have pamphlets if you're interested.
Beligard, the Beheader.
I am Beligard, the half-orc paladin, condemned for the sins of my past, but hopeful for redemption in the future.
And Rot, the Rotten.
Hey guys, I'm your fearless leader. I used to be a goblin, but now I'm just a hand.
Welcome back to the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Things are not looking good for these vile bandits, and it's thanks to you, the brave guardians. You can submit your most noble encounters to us here at the Court of Crowns, for it is our only hope to keep Naporia's most dangerous criminals trapped in the Endless Dungeon. Submit your monsters, plot twists, magic items, or anything else by going to thedungeonrats.com, following us on the tweet machine at thedungeonrats, or by reaching out directly to Pat at PatLikesToTweet. John Pernisic has contributed something very wicked, which will certainly be their demise. But if not, they may just finally conclude Prank's halfling mystery that started all the way back with our first entry. So, to catch you up, here is what has happened so far. In their attempt to find a resting place, the rats, along with Pimwan, Troon, and Sari, find a bronze dragon named Dottie. Dottie is very lonely, and simply is seeking some companionship. Upon entering her home, they find their old friend Bugfly and the rest of the halfling children. But something is up with these kids. The party ate Dottie's magic tea and crumpets, which unfortunately healed them like they had just taken a long rest. But Dottie is more desperate than she first appeared. She will not let them leave her tea party unless they help reunite her with her old love, Shivers, a beastly white dragon, which they did to horrific results. Once the dragons start getting down, the cave becomes incredibly difficult to maneuver. And the kids, they've gone missing. And there are strange sets of footprints leading out of the cave. The party follows these footprints to where a strange haze suddenly fills the area, and everything goes black. I'd like to thank BattleBards for letting us use their sound effects. It's a mighty collection of sounds and can be yours by going to BattleBards.com. So, let's get back to the Dungeon Rats who just woke up, chained to a wall, confused and lost.
Who's next to who? Who's at the front of the line?
So it goes Rhoda, Beligar, Troon, Gilf, Daryl, Bugfly.
I am going to try to rip these chains out of the wall, bracing my feet upon the wall and flexing forward.
Roll.
So 12.
Nothing happens. You pull and you tug, and the chain does not give. As you're doing this, you see a bunch of stone warriors. They look like statues, but you swear they weren't there a moment ago.
Redemption's not here? Billigard's sad.
I'm going to roll perception on them. 10.
What you guys see in front of you are what looks like terracotta soldiers. They're holding spears. Each spear has 1,000 spinning blades on the end.
Whoa. I am going to pretend to cast a really cool spell, but really I'm just casting Bless on the strongest members of the party, being a Belgard, Rhoda, and Rune.
So they are all Bless.
These stone figures in front of us, I will erode them with a powerful force of water shooting. Water, I'm going to use Turbo Blast.
Please. At this point, Gilf really, because he's so desperate and tired, he really starts believing that maybe Daryl does have this power. So he's just really hoping that, like, all these spells really do work that he's saying. He's totally buying into it.
You're praying so hard that this works that you close your eyes. When you open your eyes, it looks like those soldiers have moved a little bit closer.
It's so weird that he's casting a magic spell and you're praying.
it's irony, Troon. You gotta believe in something at some... Hold on. Are those soldiers closer?
Ah, it worked.
What? Did you want them to be closer?
I don't get to decide. The great possum does.
So, at this moment, I'm looking around the room and my eyes fixate on my locks, and because I'm a thief, I look at them and think about ways that I can pick them and break them open.
You notice that they are locked. Like, each one has an individual key. So if you can figure out a way to pick these locks, you could get out.
I'm going to talk to the soldiers. Hey, boys? Girls and boys, hey, where are we? Why are we here?
You hear nothing but the wind.
Yeah, cool. I like stuff too.
These guys are totally creeping me out right now.
Rhoda, you're real strong. Why don't you take a page out of Troon's book and try to rip it out?
Wow, what a great idea.
Never mind.
Just to spite me, you're just like, ugh, it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
As you're pulling on these chains, you close your eyes because you're pulling so hard. Once you open them, you swear these soldiers, they look a little bit closer.
Belagard stares at them and doesn't stop staring at them. He'll continue to talk to everyone else, but his eyes don't leave the guards.
Gilf is hanging there, and he casts Ray of Frost on the chain, on the cuffs of the chains themselves. Everyone just pray for this roll.
Please.
13.
They freeze. They go...
Then Gilf tries to use all his strength to, like, break the chains.
Hey, he could do it.
Natural
hey.
One.
Hey.
Everyone is like, looking at Gilf, like, side-eyeing him, kind of laughing.
We know that you need to use all of your strength.
14.
Oh, great. Roll damage for me. D4 plus strength.
6.
You feel the cuffs buckle a little bit as you pull on them.
Guys, it's... I can almost slip my hand out of it.
I'm sorry. When these guys are coming at us with their spears, are their spears pointed at us so we're going to get hit? I did not know that.
Oh, my God.
And now I'm kind of panicking. We're about to die. Uh-huh.
Troon has been doing nothing but screaming and flailing against these bonds this whole time.
I start, like, really going for it. Can I roll to break these fucking chains?
Go for it.
5 plus 5.
You pull and you strain with all your might. Your eyes close because you're pulling so hard. When you open them, you swear those spears are just a little bit closer.
Oh, you guys, every time I close my eyes, they get closer.
You should be rolling a d4, by the way.
Oh, you're blessed. Add that d4.
4.
So what would that give you total?
14.
Oh, man. They still moved a little bit closer.
I'm rolling as well.
Go for it.
19. Actually, no, 20, because I got a plus 5.
So you feel the chains buckle. Roll damage for me.
5.
Boosh! They come out of the wall a little bit more.
You guys, we really need to figure this out. They're getting very close, and I am not strong enough to get this out.
All right, Belgard, how do you pull yourself out of this wall?
I'm doing the same thing there. I'm just yanking forward as hard as I can. That'd be a natural 20.
Okay.
Where's Red?
Redemption? Now Beligard's sad.
Not here.
I had her for such a short time. And he just starts wailing.
You close your eyes to weep. As you open your eyes, these soldiers, they're only about a foot away now.
Everyone, please keep your eyes wide open. This is dire. We need to focus up here. Okay, I'm going to try to slide out. Like, I'm going to try to, like, make my hands real small.
Go for it. You make your hands as small as you can. One of them pops out of the chains.
Oh, God. Okay, thank God.
Let's cut back to Gil.
I'm going to crawl my feet up the back, so I'm kind of, like, stretched out, almost like Superman style, and just, like, try to punch forward, because they're, like, basically hanging on.
Yeah,
like
roll strength for me, baby.
So 10 altogether.
You put your feet against the wall.
Oh, no.
You push forward. They don't break, but now you are so close to the spear. You can feel it whizzing against your face as you hang there.
Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes.
I'm definitely not closing my eyes. This is really, really, this is dangerous, guys.
And we cut to Bugfly.
I break my thumb to get my...
Damn!
Let's
do it.
Shit.
Hell yeah.
Oh, one. Oh, God.
One. No! Natural one.
It was so cool.
No, I'm going to say you crush your hand, and you do a lot more damage than just breaking your thumb. Roll damage. It's going to be 2d4 plus strength.
Oh, jeez.
Six. So you do 6 damage to yourself, jeez. But your broken hand falls out of the chain.
I'm going to reach over to Beligard. I'm going to do my best to yank his chain out of the wall. 17.
You pull Beligard out. As you pull him out, you both get pulled really close to these spears. I need you to roll dexterity saving throws.
Oh, that's going to be bad.
4. Natural 20.
So you dodge it with ease, but as you do, Beligard trips over his own sobbing feet.
When orcs cry... The tears come from their feet.
As you hit it, you are able to move to the side, and it does 3 damage. So right now, Beligard and Troon are down. They're out of the chains, but they're like face-to-face with these soldiers. Gilf is leaned forward over the top of one. Bugfly has one arm out with a broken hand. Daryl has one arm out, and you're hanging there.
Gilf, your friend right now is the handcuffs, okay? So you shouldn't do anything to break free until we figure this whole situation out.
Let's go to Bugfly.
So with my super broken hand, because I'm a badass, I'm going to try to unlock my lock by my other hand.
I'm going to say this, you got disadvantage because you broke your hand.
7.
So you're fumbling with it, and that's what you're doing for the duration of this turn.
Should I try to get my hand out again?
Your other hand?
Yep.
You bunch it up in a little ball?
Yep. 19.
All right, you just pop right out. Land on the ground.
While keeping my eyes wide open.
Yeah.
I'm free. You guys, I'm free. Oh, boy. I go to Gilf and see if I can, like, bring him back from the spear.
I'm going to say that you step in front of Gilf's legs, and you're holding him by his legs, but you're so short, you can barely even touch him. And that's the end of your turn. Let's go back to these two jokers.
I'm going to thunderous smite the one in front of Gilf. I'm just going to cast it on my fist and punch it. 19 plus 1 plus 4, so 24.
Totally hits. It's a statue.
That's the punch, so 5, 7, 10. Plus statue has to make a saving throw, a strength save, or be pushed back 10 feet and knocked prone.
Dope.
Nope, that failed. So as your fist goes into it, just completely explodes in your hand. It turns into dust, and the spear falls to the ground. Okay. What are you going to do, Troon?
I would love to indicate to Daryl that we should together plow into one of these statues and try to get it away from Bugfly.
Yeah, you could take out its legs and try to knock it over.
Dope.
And you want to do it together?
Yeah, I would like that.
I need you both to roll strengths.
16.
I'm at 12.
Roll damage for me.
7.
So you take a big chunk out of it, but it's not completely moved out of the way. You can hear it cracking at its base.
Did I buy any time?
No. Rhoda, what are you doing?
Well, I just took a nap. Just kidding.
Did you close your eyes?
Fuck no. I'm struggling a little bit. I'm repeating a lot of the motivational posters that I had in my room when I was a child.
Hang in there.
You got it. So with this statue that's in front of me with a spear, where is a spear, like, lined up on my body?
Pretty much your heart.
Well, my heart's big.
Yeah. Hard to miss.
Hard to miss?
Uh-huh.
Christ. Ooh. Will that get into the podcast? Or
are
we going to edit that? Or?
I apologize to all the listeners. Can I pike my legs up to the side and swoop to hit the spear?
You can try, yeah. That's athletics.
11.
You lift your legs up to kick the spear, but as you start to make contact with it, you can feel the blades braze your legs, and they do 7 damage. These 1,000 blades cut deep into your left leg.
Ugh.
I love my legs! Ow!
When you get cut in the leg, you can't help yourself, but you close your eyes in pain. When you open them back, now it is so close to you, you cannot even move forward at all. Bugfly, what are you doing?
So I'm fiddling with the lock. I take my leg and I stabilize my broken hand to pick the lock. 15.
Lock pops open. You fall to the ground. Roll dexterity for me.
I'm going to try to catch her.
19.
You're falling very gracefully. You run over to try to catch her. Roll for me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, 21.
So you catch her, although she clearly didn't need it.
But I'm really excited about it.
The only one now in danger is Rhoda. Her leg is bleeding.
I'm bear hugging that one from behind. I don't care if it hurts me.
So you just grab it?
Yep, just like wrap my arms around its arms from behind and try and force the spear down, basically.
All right, roll strength for me.
21 plus 4 is 25.
So you grab it, and you just rip it out of the ground. Drop it, and it shatters.
My hero / future husband.
My friend.
Friend zone.
And I start to remove the cuffs from her.
I cast Zone of Friend. I'm going to try to help Rhoda pull down Rhoda.
Both of you guys roll strength checks since you're going to try to pull it out of the wall.
21.
10.
Between the two of you, you easily get Rhoda out. Rhoda did do most of the work, though.
Oh, thanks a lot, Troon. So glad that you're here to help me like I needed it.
That was sarcasm, Troon. Don't fall for it.
Oh, well, all right.
Real quick, I just like walk through one of the passages that we've made and just go around. Like, is there a switch to just turn him off?
He goes around the soldier, and only I can see him, but he pretends to, like, dry hump one of them.
No, I don't do that. Don't tell me what I do. Don't fuck one of them. Come on.
From where Gilf is standing, it does look like that, but Daryl's just, like, actually trying to, like, adjust his pants.
It looks like I'm humping, but I'm just, like, searching it. I'm just searching the statue for, like, a switch to turn it off.
Roll perception for me.
9. That's a 9.
You don't see an off switch, but you see some markings that you've never seen before.
You guys, there's some stuff back here that I understand, but I want to see if you guys understand too. I don't want to, like, you know, goblin-splain it to you. So, like, if you guys could come back here and read it, and that'd be kind of cool.
We all just go back and read it and leave Gilf hanging on the wall.
I'm going to say enough time has passed with Bugfly that...
I've been, like, spitting in the lock.
Yeah, that she's
like
able to figure it out, and Gilf falls to the ground.
Also, I expect to see some beats of goblin splaining.
How many soldiers are left?
There's 4 left. You guys are all down and able to walk freely now.
I'm going to look at the back of one of these soldiers. So I'm like rubbing my wrist and I'm looking at it. I want to roll arcane. Okay, 11.
You're not quite sure what these markings say, but you know it comes from a very evil place.
Troon knows that inspecting these runes or whatever is not going to be his strong suit, so he's just going to sort of prowl around the chamber, hoping to find his weapon somewhere, but just generally checking shit out.
Roll perception for me.
13.
You see piles of skeletons. Like they've been moved, and they do seem to have weapons in their hands.
Priority is me finding a big axe, but then also I'll just toss out any good-looking weapons that I think the rest of them could use.
So you find a bunch of weapons.
Guys, I found some weapons!
Ooh.
No, the last time we ran into this kind of situation, it was bad, so I'm not even going to look at them.
I run up to the weapon.
I'll begrudgingly go up to the weapons.
Find weapons comparable to what you've already had, because so many soldiers have fallen here before.
I'm gonna restock with great axe, javelin, hand axes.
You find these items here.
Oh, you use javelins too? Cool, me too. We should like talk about javelins sometime if you want.
Hey, Rhoda, your eye catches one of the spears, and you wonder to yourself, what happens if I use one of these?
I won't bother with it.
DM's giving you a hint?
Just kidding. Think I'm going to go with the spear? I'm going to take this thing that damaged me, and I'm going to do some damage to something else. I'll pick it up.
Is it just always spinning all the time?
It's not spinning now.
Also, does anybody have any fabric that I could tie off my excruciatingly bleeding leg with?
We should have done this way sooner. I just go and I heal her.
Okay, so you lay on hands?
I can heal 5 of it. Is there an exit? Is there a hallway?
Yeah, you see that.
I want Gilf to be listening intently to see if, like, he hears anything outside these walls. 20.
Yeah.
Natural 20.
Yeah.
You hear a faint chant in the distance. Sounds like it's coming from B2 people.
Guys, I hear chanting out there. There's around 2 people.
So Bugfy looks really serious, and you've not seen, like, her serious face before. So then she goes into the shadows and sneaks towards whatever that sound is. I'm 16.
This is your sneak? All right. So you go ahead of the party. So everybody else, earmuffs. earmuffs. So as you walk forward in the shadows, hiding the best you can, you see a young Pinwan down on his knees in a sort of prayer in front of looks like a decayed old wizard. He is anointing him with something. You hear, "Good job, Pinwan. Good job, my boy."
He looks like he's dead.
You can roll perception.
20.
He looks like he probably should have died long ago, yet is still standing.
Okay, so I'm going to sneak behind Pinwan, and I'm going to grab him by his hair, and I'm going to take my dagger and slide it across his throat.
Oh, shit! Okay.
Can we listen?
Yeah, we can listen now.
Meanwhile, back in the other room, everyone's just like, oh, swords! Cool! Glad we found these.
Do you got sneak attack?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
23.
So you get up. You're about 3 feet behind him, and you make your strike. It hits with ease. Roll damage.
Yeah. Shit's going down.
Damn. 16.
Wow.
I fucking
You wreck this fool.
Wrecked him.
Your blade goes across Pinwan's throat and slits it. Blood comes out. A look of shock on his face.
I had to fucking do it,
and he falls to the ground.
What the fuck just happened?
You see this old, decayed wizard type. Magical guy.
You know the type.
You know what I'm talking about. Lock eyes with you. And we're cut back to the group.
This axe is even bigger than my last axe.
I think the reason I don't like tea is because when I was little, my mother used to serve me tea, and I just have bad memories with her.
Where's that bug lady?
Hey, Bugfly's been gone for a really long time, guys.
I think I would notice if my best friend was gone. What? Oh, she is gone.
Been gone a long time. Did you guys hear that?
I'm going to perception check to see whether we hear any, like, blood hitting the floor anywhere nearby.
16, I think.
It's remarkably quiet. It kind of sounds like Bugfly when she's doing her best work.
I know this silence very well.
Is there like one obvious exit from this room?
Yeah, it's like a big opening.
All right, then I'm going to charge out of the room.
I just grabbed a longsword and a javelin.
I'm going to grab one of those spears, and then I'll head out.
Okay. I'm holding a spear, and as I'm running out of the room, I reach down and I scoop up an axe.
I'm looking for my cat.
Oh, my God. This fucking guy.
He was so worthwhile till he found and lost that cat. So you guys come charging into the room. You see Pinwan on the ground, a pool of blood around his body. You see this what you two paladins recognize as a lich.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Thing number one, awesome. Pim 1's dead. Fuck that guy. Thing number two, that's a lich.
It is staring at Bugfly. It extends a finger in her direction and taps her on the shoulder.
No. Bugfly!
What's your armor class?
15.
I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
18.
You suddenly feel this cold chill go down your spine, and you suffer 10 hit points of damage.
Oh, I'm incapacitated now.
So you fall to the ground limp. We roll for initiative.
18.
9.
18.
I'm at 10.
17.
7.
You are on the floor, but 7 matters because you got to start doing saving throws.
What does M stand for in the spellcasting?
That
material
is material
component.
Correct, yeah.
Bless is obviously worn off at this point. Yeah.
Which one? Bless?
Bless, yeah.
It's a sprinkling of holy water. We'll just assume any water a paladin touches can be holy, so.
So when you blessed us, you flicked some of your sweat off of your hands.
Goblin sweat.
Ugh.
The purest of all holy water. Every week I wring out 5 to 6 possums into a vial.
Daryl, you are up.
Daryl runs towards Bugfly, and I have one more spell left, but I also have a crumpet. I cast Bless on myself, Troon, and Gilf, and then I eat a crumpet while running towards Bugfly.
Is eating a crumpet a bonus action? Evens it is, odds it's not. Okay, cool.
Great.
I don't know if eating a crow. You can eat it.
No, that was a really dramatic roll. I was like, oh my god.
Okay, so I'm running towards Bugfly because I need to, my intention is to heal her when I get to her.
By the great power of the pouch, you will be.
And I point at Gilf and Troon, and I hold one to my chest.
Okay, perfect. Belagard, you are up.
Bellegarde's in the other room.
Yeah, so you're going to have to use pretty much this whole turn to catch up.
Yeah, yeah. So he hears the commotion and runs into the other room.
That's Bellegarde. Troon, you're up.
Reckless attack. On the first attack of your turn, you can go reckless, which gives you advantage on melee weapon attacks that use strength, but all attack rolls against you have advantage. I'm going to interpose myself in between the incapacitated body of Bugfly and just really lean into this lich with a full swing of the axe. While, you know, screaming. That's a 15, but maybe we can do better. That's an 18. Plus 2, that's a 20.
Okay, that hits.
That's a 7. Plus 5, 12.
Great turn. Rhoda.
Because I'm holding a spear and an axe, can I, lunge forward with the spear while swinging the axe?
Yes.
Okay, so 20.
Ooh, so that's the spear.
And 13.
13 misses. As you pull back, the blades on the tip start spinning. You lunge it towards the lich. The axe misses because you're not used to the weight of this spear, so it knocks you off balance a little bit. The spear does do 1d12 of damage plus strength. It's a this one, this baby.
The one that gets no love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that you make up a weapon for.
7.
So, boom, right into its body.
Oof. Glad we found that spear earlier.
Me? I think you mean me.
I think we all were looking at the same soldiers with the spears.
No, yeah. Just give it to her. Don't argue.
Gilf.
Well, I want to look into the room, so I'm going to roll a perception. Yeah. Buck one.
You look around the room, and you see against the ceiling there's cages. You don't know what's in those cages, but there's definitely cages.
There's definitely cages. Okay, so Gilf runs into the room. He sees his friend start attacking this lich, and he fires magic missile just, right at him.
So 3d4 plus 1 per missile.
3, 2, 5, plus 4, 9.
Each missile strikes the lich right in his torso. Now it's the lich's turn. He is standing. He's laughing at you. Like, ha 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 ha! This dungeon has been mine. And will be mine forever. He reaches forward, does the same exact move to Troon, where he just touches him on the shoulder. What's your armor class?
14.
So it hits. I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
That's 23.
You are dealt 11 damage. It feels really cold, but you're able to shake it off without a problem. Bugfly. So this is how death works. You roll your d20. If it's less than a 10, you fail. If it's greater than a 10, you succeed. The first time you succeed or fail three times, that determines whether or not you live or die. So right now, it's 0 to 0, but we'll keep track of it as you go forward for each round. And again, if you get to 3 successes, you've stabilized and you've fought off death. If you get 3 fails, you've died.
19.
All right. You don't die yet. All right, Daryl, your turn. You have Ryan up to Bugfly.
Can I just use all of my points?
Yeah, so no matter how many you give her, that's what she will have.
Right. So I run up. Bugfly. 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 Stay with us. Stay with us. And I place my hands on her forehead and her stomach. I think that just makes sense. Come back to us. Come back to us. Feel the warmth of your friends. And I do all of it.
Troon, glances briefly behind him and sees him taking care of business and gives a respectful nod.
I almost let that distract me. I'm like, oh, sweet. I'm so glad he sees this. And I heal her 10
hit points. All right, so now you're back into the fight. You get up. You're still be prone once your turn starts, but you feel life surge through your body.
I look at Daryl just, lovingly.
Ah. All right, Belgard, you are now in the room.
What am I seeing?
You are seeing Bugfly, Daryl, Rhoda, and Troon all gathered around what looks like a lich. You would recognize this. You've seen them in your past. You know that they're evil. On the outside stands Gilf, who looks like he just cast a spell.
I'm just going to charge forth. I have no weapons. I didn't pick up a weapon. I was upset about the cat.
Oh, no.
I'm going to hug the lich and heal it. I'm going to dump all of my healing into the lich.
So let's roll athletics to see if you can grab him.
That would be a 25.
Yeah, so you easily grab him.
Little handspring.
Yeah. You wrap your hands around him, you put them on his chest, and you surge life/death into his body for 10 points.
Whoa, cool.
I'm also not going to let go.
Okay, so he's grappled.
Is it vulnerable to this damage?
Oh, yeah. Is it vulnerable to holy damage?
Let's see. Damage resistance, damage immunities. No.
Okay.
Let's not encourage the DM to look at the damage immunities of a lich.
Yeah, I know, because there's a lot of shit that I could be doing to really fuck y'all up.
I don't think any of us have +1 weapons, so none of this should be doing anything. But
fair enough.
He's a weak lich. No, he's not. He's powerful and scary. He's appropriately leveled for level 2, is what he is.
But still really, really scary.
For you guys, yeah, he's dropping y'all. So that's Belagard's turn. Troon, you are up again.
Oh, fantastic. I'll just do rage.
Yeah.
That's a 19.
Great.
8, including the +2 from rage.
Great. And we are now to Rhoda.
I'm going to lunge at him, and I'm going to swing the axe, but then I have action surge where I can have one more action. So I'm going to try to swing it through him once and then swing it back.
Do it.
17. That's the spear.
Which hits.
13.
Which misses.
But then I can come back.
Yep.
23.
So you hit with the first and the last one. So you hit once with the spear, once with the axe. D12 for the spear plus strength.
14.
14. All right, so that's the first one. And then the axe is last. I think it's a D8. So you roll your D8, which is this diamond-looking fella.
How do you know it's not a diamond lady?
Okay, it's a diamond. This looks it's more like a penis to me.
What?
I guess it could be a clit.
You know what? Let's not go into it, you guys.
Like
we're just going to embarrass
Which
him.
Which one of these
we're
just looks
gonna
like a vagina
him.
To you?
Oh, man.
The D6. Oh.
Really, boxed
a box?
Oh, boy.
That's why it's called a box.
So 8 plus 13 is 21. He's looking pretty hurt. He's been torn up a bit. What are you going to do?
So Gilf sees his party is surrounded, this guy, and he's afraid of hitting them, but he sees that this guy is worse for wear, but he knows at any time he can lay hands on them and bring them down the way he brought down Bugfly. So he looks back up at those cages that are hanging.
Yeah, there are. If you roll perception again for me.
Okay, yeah, let me roll perception again. 19.
You see that there are six cages up there.
I like that Gilf had to roll 19 to count to six.
The last time he rolled a one. I would have told him how many there were.
Okay, so Gilf magic missiles the chain that is holding these cages in hopes that it brings down one to the left or the right of the lich, depending on where they are.
So do you aim for one that is to... Like, which one do you aim at?
Yeah, so I don't know exactly where we are in the room. I have an idea in my head. In my head, I picture that we came in from the left side, so I want to hit the one on the right.
Okay.
So 5 and 3, so that's 8, and then another 3, so 11.
Doom, 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 doom. The chain breaks. You hear a scream. Bam! It hits the ground. It's suddenly quiet.
Oh, shit.
So now it's the lich's turn. What the lich is going to do is he starts to talk to himself quietly from the center of his body emits a strong force. It pushes out a 15-foot cube and knocks you all back. Roll a constitution saving throw.
It's a 17.
16.
22.
9.
God damn it.
Oh, dear.
So you get knocked back and are dealt 13 damage. You go flying 20 feet away. The rest of you took 6 damage and stand your ground.
No, bug fly. Bellegarde, you have to save her. I can't do anything.
I'm actually running towards her as this is happening, yeah.
How's all your health looking?
I'm at 5.
9.
6.
I'm looking hurt.
Bugfly, it is your turn. You know how this goes. You're back to 0, though, because you're fighting death once again.
18.
All yes. Right.
Nice, nice.
Easily. Daryl, you are...
I charge at the lich. Undead demon, you will feel the wrath of the dust goblins and the opossum god. And I fucking run at him with my longsword to do a slash and use divine smite if I can in fact hit.
Yes, do it.
Gilf looks up and he's like, that is so badass.
Roll a 16.
Yep.
So it's 1d8, and then Divine Smite adds 2d8 of damage, but another d8 versus undead.
Yeah, it's huge versus undead.
Okay, so 3, 9, 14, so 21.
21!
Damn!
That was so awesome.
He goes, ah! You have proven surprisingly strong. Except for the one I keep killing who killed my student.
Oh, this is important information.
So that's what happened.
What? You didn't figure this out yet? The child do necromancy.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
I figured it out 3 episodes ago.
Bellegarde, you are up.
I have run to Bugfly. I am out of all of my spells, including Lay on Hands, because I used all my Lay on Hands against the lich. So I instead take a handful of buttery nooks and crannies and jam it deep into Bugfly's mouth.
She swallowed, and you spring to life with full health.
Great. For somebody that was almost dying, when you came back to life, you just said, great. Great. You went great.
Troon, you are up again. You are still standing there. The thunder wave did not knock you back.
I'm kind of a one-trick dude. I'm just going to go ahead and rage again. This is my last rage. 19. Plus, don't need it, but 20. Okay, so 12. That's an 11 plus 5, so 16.
So 16 damage?
Yes. I just wanted you guys to picture. I'm just like, I think most of you guys are behind me at this point, but like my skin is red and I'm like just screaming at this lich the whole time.
He is looking as bad as an undead cry can look. We are now at Rhoda.
Go classic Rhoda.
Rhoda all over him.
Spear and axe him.
24.
24.
13.
13 misses, but you hit again with the spear. Mm-hmm. So that's a d12 plus strength.
And I jiggle it around in there.
Yeah, you do.
Fuck yeah. Absolutely.
Scrambled eggs. 9.
Okay. He's still standing, though. Gilf.
Finish him, Gilf.
Finish
you can do this.
Him.
Come on, fire. Come on, you want to firebolt him so badly.
You've seen me cast enough spells. You can just learn from example. You can do it.
So Gilf has undiagnosed schizophrenia.
Oh, no.
And this is all in his mind. No, he definitely hears all his friends in his mind. And he sees all the great things that they have done. So he magic missiles the lich. He winds up and pitches.
Wait, is that how you cast magic missile? Do you
kinda that's how he does it, yeah. underhand. It's Gilf, though. It's all
like
underhand.
Softball. I get it.
So we got 3 and 4, so 7 and 5. 12.
12. All right.
Want them all to hit him in the dick, too.
They all hit him in the dick.
I feel like the more you hit something in the dick, the bigger its ego gets.
Yeah.
My personality is awesome.
My dick doesn't work. I'm going to be an asshole.
Yeah. Thank you.
I thought you were going to say, I'm going to be an actor. And I'm like, yeah.
End of episode.
Yeah. All right. So it's the lich's turn. He looks right at you, Gilf, and goes, magic missile?
Oh, no.
For magic missile. And 3 comes shooting out of his hand right at you. And it does 3, 6, 9 damage.
I'm at 3.
Bugfly, you're up.
I get a turn, you guys.
Dies automatically.
So I'm going to just start calling for Hank. And just getting away. So I'm calling for Hank, and I'm running away from the lich to get to the shadows.
Okay.
Hank!
Aha! Hank emerges from the shadows like he's been watching the whole time.
I just get on him.
And you fly up into the corner.
Great.
From this angle, you can see into the cages. You see what looks like young halflings.
I'm going to try to lockpick their cages.
Okay. That's the end of your turn. Daryl.
I hope you've taken the last breath that you've ever taken, because now you fall, lich. By all the power invested in me, I now pronounce you fucking dead. And I go to slash him with another D10. So I use Divine Smite again. I rolled a 17.
That hits?
5, 10, 14, 21 plus my strength, so 23.
All right. How do you kill him?
Right in the fucking dick.
Yes!
I ram it right where I see the glow, almost like a target of the magic missile fading that Gilf had just cast on the dick of the lich. I ram my sword right in, and I force it upward through his chest as far as I can.
Yes, and it slices him in half, and he falls to the ground.
Woo!
Woo!
Troon, exhausted from 2 consecutive rages, falls to his knees, panting.
Gilf runs up to the cage that he had dropped and looks inside the cage.
Inside the cage, you see the bodies of Willsire and Vinyan.
I cannot heal. I need some kind of... If anyone has any crumpets left...
I'm up top. I just like a crumpet just drop from the sky.
Okay, I eat a crumpet.
So you eat the crumpet. You feel like you just took
a long rest.
Then Troon will rise, covered in the blood of Pimwon and the probably like gross preservative fluids and bile that are inside of a lich. And we're going to say, my friends, this lich was known to me. This was once the great wizard Krimbom, who caused great suffering to my people. I must search for where this lich came from, for there is vengeance to be sought.
Wait, are you saying you're going to leave?
Yeah, wait, what do you mean? We can...
Bye, Troon.
I clasp Rhoda on the shoulder and I say, you were always the best of them.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Didn't you see what I did to that lich?
Wait, did you see what I did to the lich?
We did it together.
We both did it together.
Sorry, friends. But there's a long, dark hallway calling my name.
If honor demands your sacrifice, then do so, my friend.
Perhaps I will find you some ways down the road.
Troon, please don't go.
Troon, I could be better. Troon, this... I'm having so... Gil starts having flashbacks of when his parents, his father left.
Dare Ill, for no reason, starts having flashbacks of when his parents would, like, massacre villages of other dust goblins.
Troon's going to take a knee right in front of Daryl so that, you know, he's only like a full head taller than he is. And he's going to put his hands on both of his shoulders. Daryl, you are a nerd.
but I came to respect you. You must find your own voice. Be your own tiny man.
I turn away. I don't want him to see me cry.
And with that, Troon stands up.
Gilf's eyes widen, and he's like, oh, he's going to say something to me right now.
Straps on all of his weapons.
There he comes. After he gets his weapons on, he's definitely going to come to me.
Walks over to Gilf and past Gilf and out of the room.
Just like my father.
End of episode.
Hey everybody, Rot here, fearless leader of the Dungeon Rats. Whoa, John, you almost got us with those terracotta soldiers, but I knew it wasn't going to be a problem because I don't even have eyes to close. And Pranks, when you sent that loose premise in over 2 months ago, did you expect us to drag it out for this long? Well, we did. Anyway, the Dungeon Rats is produced by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. This episode was edited by Carlos Luna. Special guest, Troon of the West, is played by Austin Campion. You can follow him on Twitter at @AnAustinCampion, or check out the dates he's doing stuff on a stage at whatisph.com. Bugfly is played by Serena Marie. You can follow her on Instagram at Serena Marie, or on Twitter at SerenaXMarie. Daryl is played by Alex Collier. You can follow him on Instagram or Twitter at Alex Collier. Bellegarde is played by Aram Vartian. You can follow him on Instagram or Twitter at Vartian. Rhoda is played by Justine Kruger. You can follow her on Instagram at I Just Threw Up or on Twitter at Justine Face. Gilf is played by Carlos Luna. You can follow him on Instagram or Twitter at Reggie's Friend. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. You can follow him on Instagram at Producer Pat or on Twitter at Pat Likes to Tweet. And one last thing. Don't forget, you can submit your encounters by going to thedungeonrats.com or by following us on Twitter at @thedungeonrats. Well, I think that's it for Rot. So remember, a true leader always gets the last word.